You know, Winky Madad has great insight into the political apparatus of the State of Israel. And with the new government in place, Winky's analysis of it was excellent. We so appreciate Winky Madad. Here's another man we appreciate very well. His name is Rabbi Yoel Karen. Now, we focus on the Temple Mount, on preparations to build the next temple, and anything that may be associated with those issues. When we want to have a conversation with someone who can stay on top of all of this information, it's Rabbi Yoel Karen. I want to talk to you. Let me talk right out of the box with you, Rabbi, about this new Israeli government in place. Any changes on the status of the Temple Mount as you see it from your perspective now?
Well, what I see happening is these shenanigans that the Arabs are trying to pull right now with these this rioting and everything. You know, I'm obviously an advocate of Israel asserting its sovereignty and its authority on the Temple Mount. And you know, it's so funny and so ironic that the stone throwing and throwing Molotov cocktails, and a policeman was actually set on fire the other day. A couple of policemen were set on fire from these Molotov cocktails the other day. It may be that the Arabs, through their ridiculous behavior, are actually going. They will force the government of Israel's hand and force the government of Israel to assert Jewish sovereignty on the Temple Mount. Where I have failed and other activists have failed all these years, the Arabs may actually do our work for us.
So you believe that they may well provoke the Israeli government to have to take some type of action and make a decision that this is a sovereign piece of real estate for the Jewish people, and they need to exert the power that they have according to that sovereignty to take charge and make certain things happen on the Temple Mount.
Absolutely. There's one thing that the Israeli military, the Israeli government, the Israeli police cannot stand, and that's being embarrassed. And they have been thoroughly embarrassed by these Arabs this last week.
Boy, that's a very interesting commentary on what has been happening. Well, I know that some of your associates, people that you know involved in Temple Mount activism and activism as it relates to rebuilding the next temple, have been talking about exactly what you just said could possibly be the priority for the new Israeli government to regain the sovereignty of the Temple Mount. Yehuda Glick, who used to be the executive director of the Temple Institute, they're the people preparing the implements, training the priests, etc., he has said in recent days that indeed somebody must step up and there must be a move to regain the sovereignty of the Temple Mount. When we talked last, we were talking about Rabbi Shlomo Goren, who was ready to burn the Dome of the Rock down and put up a synagogue or start building the temple up there. That did not happen. That was back in 1967. But now do you feel like there is a move, a stir, that would bring all of the Jewish activists together and they could put pressure on someone, I don't know exactly who, that this sovereignty over the Temple Mount might be regained?
Absolutely, because what we're dealing with essentially here, it's an issue of Israeli law and human rights as recognized under Israeli law. The Israeli law recognizes the right of every human being to worship according to their conscience and to have free, unfettered access to any holy site in this country, in the land of Israel. And that includes the Temple Mount. You have the right to pray as you see fit at the Temple Mount. I have the right to pray as I see fit at the Temple Mount, according to Israeli law. The problem is that the Prime Minister's office and the Israeli police will not. They resolutely refuse to enforce the law. Now that their hand is being forced, they may just do so. They may just recognize the rights of all of the Jews and Christians and other non-Muslims who wish to have free access to the Temple Mount and to pray there.
In reality, do you believe, Yoel, that the Muslims are going to stand by and let that happen?
Listen, the Muslims are really big on hot air. They, you know, every time you turn around, every time we touch a stone on anywhere near within 100 yards of the Temple Mount, they're threatening to set the entire region on fire, to bring the Middle East down in a fiery inferno and start World War III. A few rocks are thrown for a few days, and it all dies down, because in the end, that's all they can really do. they really don't. They're not going to stand by, but eventually they're going to have to accept the fact. They're going to have to accept Israeli-Jewish sovereignty on that mountain.
If I recall correctly, you and I had a previous conversation about a move that was trying to set up different locations on the Temple Mount for these different groups to pray. The Jews could pray here, the Christians could pray there, the Muslims could pray over there, etc., etc. How far advanced is that move? Is that a possibility of how this all may be worked out?
Well, the issue was always, one of the issues was getting access to these politicians. And leading up to the elections, you know, there's just not a chance. And then even after the elections, basically the politicking wasn't over. They've been trying to form a government. Now that it looks like we just about have a government in place, it will probably finish this week. Now everything will start to settle in. We'll know who's in charge of what, and what different ministerial positions are taken by whom. And then we'll have a government that we can start working with. So the work is really only about to start right now, this big push. And now, as we know, we actually have an insider. We have a sort of a Trojan horse within the Knesset in Moshe Feiglin.
So this man will be a key player as it relates to helping those Jewish activists who want to get up onto the Temple Mount. They want to be able to pray up there when they want to, not when there is a dictation by the Islamic Trust as to whether you can even go up there. But if you can, how long can you be up there, and can you really pray up there? You believe that this new member of the Knesset, Moshe Feiglin, will be able to help in assisting along that line.
Ever since he has taken office, he has lived up to everything that he promised. He's done nothing but work tirelessly for the Temple Mount, and he continues to do so. So I'm very pleased, and I'm very happy. I've never been a big fan of politicians, but this is a man that seems to be very faithful and true to his word.
You know, it's interesting, though. I read a comment by him, and I think there's another controversy going on, not on the Temple Mount, but at the Western Wall itself, where the women are going to the Western Wall and going to the area that is forbidden for women, as I understand it today, for them to pray at the Western Wall. But Moshe Feiglin said, hey, look, let the women pray at the Western Wall. What are your thoughts about what's happening there?
Well, as I mentioned to these women the other day, you know, there was a complaint that not only are these women not allowed to pray in the manner that they wish at the Western Wall, that the women's section of the Western Wall keeps shrinking and getting smaller and smaller, and the men's section is expanding. I told these women, I said, listen, there is plenty of room up on the Temple Mount. Leave that wall alone. You know, that wall is old news. Our future, our past might be at that wall. Our future is up on top of that mountain. Get up there and pray.
Wow, what an exhortation. That is fantastic. Well, I do believe Yehuda Glick has made that same statement. Quick, going to the Western Wall. The Temple Mount is the focus of God's word for the Jewish people. And I think that's the place where they ought to be praying. Rabbi, it looks like indeed some changes have been made in the government. It may be to your favor and may cause problems. We'll have to wait and see on that. But are we not consistent in realizing that indeed there's going to be, Zechariah the prophet said that when you look at the Temple Mount, Zechariah 12:2, it's going to be a center of controversy, and that's going to be the case until you get that temple up there, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all in God's hands, all in his timing.
Rabbi Yoel Karen, he's a broadcast partner with us par excellence. He looks at the events focusing on the Temple Mount itself, and he suggested even to the women trying to pray at the Western Wall and to everybody else, all the Christians that may be visiting, go up on the Temple Mount. That's the place where the prayers should be offered up. But he also looks at the preparations to build the next temple. He's a dear friend, and he's a great broadcast partner, and we need to hear what he has to say. I'm so appreciative he could be available today. Rabbi Karen, thank you so very much. God bless. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.